for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 68. Tonight, cloudy with a low of 55. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Wayne County deputies were called to multiple accidents over the weekend. Wayne County EMS was also called to a single vehicle crash yesterday afternoon at approximately 4:25. According to police reports, 19-year-old Sisney resident Dina K. Leonard was northbound on Highway 45 in a 2010 Buick LeSabre. She reportedly passed a vehicle approximately 1 mile north of Fairfield, re-entered the northbound lane, hydroplaned, went off the east side of the roadway, and struck a ditch. A tow truck was called, and the vehicle sustained over $1,500 damage. Deputies also responded to a two-vehicle accident Friday afternoon about 5 miles northeast of Fairfield. Police reports indicate 32-year-old Wayne City resident Kelly L. Lane was westbound on a county roadway in a 1995 Jeep Cherokee. She was followed by a 2002 Jeep Wrangler, driven by 46-year-old Fairfield resident Glenna J. Michael. Lane reportedly neared the right edge of the roadway near a mailbox, and Michael began to pass on the left, assuming Lane was headed for the mailbox. However, Lane began to turn left into a driveway, and she was struck by Michael. No injuries were reported, and no tow trucks were called to the scene. The vehicles sustained over $1,500 damage. Lane was cited for failure to signal, and Michael was cited for failure to reduce speed to avoid an accident. More news next.
Graber Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graber Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graber Post Buildings at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graberpost.com.
Pain is the symptom, not the disease. The Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital can help you with pain management procedures offered, including nerve blocks, epidural injections, and more. They also offer treatment for acute and chronic pain. Don't let pain hold you back. Schedule an appointment with the Spine and Pain Center of Fairfield Memorial Hospital, 842-2082. Visit fairfieldmemorial.org/pain for more information.
In other news, the Fairfield Public School District 112 Board of Education will meet tonight at 6 in the Northside Gymnasium. After various administrative reports, the board will move on to several routine action items, including approval of policy updates, the student handbook, and a resolution to sell surplus inventory. The board is also scheduled to appoint a board treasurer for FY21 and approve a consolidated district grant. After closed session for personnel discussion, board members will work through employment items. They are expected to act on the employment of a special education teacher, the resignation of an assistant girls basketball coach, the contract of a technology director and assistant principal, and non-contractual and non-certified salaries. The agenda does not call for any action on setting a graduation date. The Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce has announced the winner of its Pretty Up Your Place People's Choice Award. Dwayne and Ruth Kistner at 402 Southeast 4th Street received the award after receiving more than double the amount of votes as the second place finisher on the Chamber's Facebook page over the weekend. They won $50 in Chamber Bucks for the award, and they also won $30 in Chamber Bucks last week for the prettiest front yard portion of the contest. The home of Wes and Kathy York at 116 Lakeview Drive won Prettiest Backyard last week. Businesses that defy Governor Pritzker's stay-at-home order could face a misdemeanor under emergency rules his administration has filed. The changes were filed on Friday, and lawmakers in a bipartisan committee will reportedly have the chance to review the rules on Wednesday. If they don't reject them, they will remain in effect for 150 days. Class A misdemeanors are punishable by a $75 to $2,500 fine. Ann Spillane, general counsel to the Pritzker administration, likens the fine to a traffic ticket. Some Republicans have spoken out against what they say is the latest overreach of the governor's power. Hundreds gathered at the Illinois State Capitol this weekend to protest ongoing stay-at-home orders from Governor J.B. Pritzker. The event drew lawmakers who have feuded with the governor over his legal authority to issue ongoing disaster proclamations. State Representative Darren Bailey, who has filed a lawsuit over the orders, told the crowd they need to consider recalling the governor.
We're ready. We're taking our state back, guys. Come on, it's nonsense. Listen to me. Next Friday, 1 o'clock, at the Clay County Courthouse, my hometown of Louisville, our governor is going to be found to have been unconstitutional and illegal.
This past week, a judge in Clay County decided that Bailey's personal lawsuit will remain there. The Illinois Attorney General, arguing on behalf of the governor, wanted the case moved to Sangamon County. Bailey was joined at the weekend protest by State Representative Chris Miller, who identified the governor as an enemy.
It's time to take our country back. It's time to take our state back. There's one thing that there is always a silver lining in every so-called crisis. And this silver lining here is we are able to identify our enemies, both foreign and domestic.
Miller has said he will not follow the guidelines for the General Assembly meetings later this week, noting he will not wear a face covering while inside the Bank of Springfield Center. The Edwards County Board of Education will meet tonight at 7 in the West Salem Grade School Gymnasium. The public is invited to join the meeting by calling 1-978-990-5000 and entering access code 843-221-POUND. The board is expected to hear a report on FFA activities before entering into new business, where it's scheduled to approve an amended tentative 2019-2020 budget, set a budget hearing for June 15th, and motion to change the July meeting date. It's also expected to approve a resolution for the sale of surplus equipment, approve an ECHS football camp, and hold the first reading and viewing of handbook and curriculum changes. After administrative reports, the board will deal with resignation considerations for a cafeteria worker, and it's also scheduled to adopt a resolution for dismissal considerations. It will work through employment considerations for summer help and sponsors and coaches for the Edwards County grade schools and high school. The board is scheduled to enter closed session for employment consideration and collective negotiating matters before adjourning for the night. Julie Bryant's last day as the coordinator of public information and marketing at Frontier Community College is May 27th. The 2013 Fairfield Community High School graduate has accepted a job as University Relations Coordinator at the University of Evansville.
I will be responsible for overseeing some of their social media accounts, and then I will also be doing a lot of news releases and working with the media within the area. And then part of that kind of expanding on working with the media is if there's an interesting story on campus or if there's, you know, something where we're trying to generate awareness, I will either write the story and send it to the media, or I can arrange for a reporter or someone to come on campus and get the information themselves, and then they would then publish that story about us.
Bryant has been at Frontier for the last 2.5 years, following her mother Karen in the media office. She says it has been a wonderful experience.
It's been so much fun, and I have loved it, and I'm sad to be leaving, but I'm excited to start a new chapter at the University of Evansville.
Bryant is a 2016 graduate of Indiana Wesleyan University, where she majored in marketing and management. FCC has posted her position and is looking for a replacement. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,734 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 51 additional deaths, bringing statewide totals to 94,191 confirmed positive tests and 4,177 deaths. 581,944 total tests had been performed as of yesterday afternoon, per coronavirus.illinois.gov. The state is monitoring a positivity rate, or a snapshot of how widespread infections are, and the statewide 7-day rolling rate is 15%. The state's reopening plan requires a rate of 20% or lower to move on to Phase 3 later this month. Yesterday's numbers included 3 deaths in southern Illinois, all in Madison County in the Metro East. No new cases were reported by Wayne or Edwards County public health officials, and the state's website indicates few new cases were reported in southeastern Illinois. The website lists Wayne County with 9 confirmed positive tests. Hamilton, Clay, White, and Edwards counties remained at 2 confirmed cases, and Wabash County held at 1 total case. Governor Pritzker says the state is expanding testing for the coronavirus. Kim Howard reports.
Anyone with symptoms is encouraged to get tested at one of the state's more than 250 sites. Additionally, certain workers can now get tested at one of the state's community-based testing sites, including local and state government employees, grocery store, restaurant, and childcare workers, and more. Governor Pritzker says it's an important part of fighting the virus.
Using a 7-day average, Illinois is testing 4.7% of our population per month. And we won't stop growing our testing until this pandemic is over.
To find a testing site near you, visit coronavirus.illinois.gov and click on Resources. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
Murfreesboro State Representative Terry Bryant says there has been a major mistake made by the Illinois Department of Employment Security. On her Facebook page over the weekend, Bryant said she was contacted by a constituent in Mount Vernon who was trying to file for unemployment benefits. The individual came across a webpage on the IDES site containing the personal information of thousands of people who had previously applied for benefits. Screenshots of the open database were sent to Representative Bryant, containing the name, address, Social Security number, and other personal data of claimants. Bryant said she immediately contacted the offices of Governor Pritzker and House Republican leader Jim Durkin. The governor's office says the situation was immediately fixed and an investigation has been launched. It did not say what caused the problem or how much information was released. Illinois State Police remind drivers that crews are still working in construction zones across Illinois, even through the pandemic. ISP Trooper Josh Carando says posted construction speed limits are in effect all day in the work zones, regardless of whether or not workers are present.
People don't understand how dangerous it is, and you can't guess if there's workers out there. You just have to assume that there are. You got to slow down. It's for our own safety, for everybody that's on the road. It's for your safety to slow down when you're going through those work zones. So just be mindful, be cognizant that there might be people out there, and those people are family members, their brothers and sisters and mothers, daughters. So be thoughtful, slow down. It's slow down regardless because people are driving too fast, but especially slow down when you get into those work zones.
The minimum fine for the first offense of speeding in a work zone is $375. A second offense nets a $1,000 fine, with more severe punishments also possible. That's the news. Area deaths next.
It's the quite simple, we beat everyone's price giant super sale you've been waiting for at J. Wilderman Ford Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Carmel. Up to $10,001 off new Journey, $10,001 off new 300, and $13,001 off new F-150s. We are saving you every dollar we can. Over 300 pre-owned vehicles available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
Hamilton Memorial Family Clinics are here for you now, during COVID-19, like we've always been, at our clinics in McLeansboro and Carmi. And now, through our virtual care clinic, have a live video chat with your local provider. Ask questions, get a diagnosis, and even get medication prescribed while using your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Also available for behavioral health needs and physical and occupational therapies. Visit hmhospital.org or simply call either of the Hamilton Memorial Clinic locations.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 63. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow was at 24,537, up 852. The NASDAQ is at 9,213, up 199. June crude oil is at $31.60. That is up $2.17. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 74-year-old Fairfield resident James N. Hodges died on Saturday. He was retired from General Tire. James Hodges is survived by his wife, Linda, children Angela Vaughn of Fairfield and Dr. Michael Hodges of Newburgh, Indiana, 5 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, half-siblings David Nelson, Joyce Reynolds, and Sarah Taylor, and several nieces and nephews. Private services for James Hodges will be held on Wednesday with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials may be made to the Wayne County Ambulance Service or Fairfield Rural Rescue. They will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. 98-year-old Grayville resident Edna Faye Davis died on Sunday. She was a member of the Grayville First Christian Church. Edna Davis is survived by her husband, Henry, children Rick Davis, Sonia Woodall, and Betty Dykes, 7 grandchildren, and 12 great-grandchildren. Private services for Edna Davis will be held at 11 o'clock a.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow, at Oak Grove Cemetery. Memorials may be given to the First Christian Church. Cook Funeral Chapel of Grayville is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with 4 offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Attention, Class A CDL drivers. KMA is now offering a $2,000 sign-on bonus. KMA is currently hiring drivers for spotting and local shuttle work. Consistent hours, weekly pay, monthly safety and attendance bonuses. No hazmat, no truck stand moves, no long route runs, and higher mounted airlines for easier access. Full benefits package, free health clinic for insured employees. Call today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-237-8929.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today. Mostly cloudy skies at a high of 68. Cloudy tonight, a low of 55, and a 40% chance for rain tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 70. Outlook for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. Cloudy on Wednesday, a high of 70, a low of 55. Partly cloudy on Thursday. Thursday will have a high of 75 with a low of 58. And then partly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday will have a high of 80 with a low around 62.